Lord's table is now empty, and there will be another table now, and the communicants remaining to sit to come forward will do so and to take their seat at the Lord's table, singing again in Psalm 116. Psalm 116. And we may sing from verse 7 again. Psalm 116 from verse 7, and you'll sing until all the remaining communicants are seated. O thou, my soul, do thou return unto thy quiet rest. For largely, lo, the Lord to thee his bounty hath expressed. For my distressed soul from death delivered was by thee. Thou didst my mourning eyes from tears, my feet from falling free, and so on, until the communicants are seated. O thou, my soul, do thou return.
Concerning the Lord Jesus Christ, that he was wounded for our transgressions and bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. And that is the great concern of the people of God continually, and especially in professing his name publicly at the table of the Lord, their sins and their iniquities. Our sins, thou, and iniquities dost in thy presence place, and setst our secret faults before the brightness of thy face. If we were seeing the glory of what is symbolized in the sacrament of the Lord's Supper, oh, surely it would put a great awe of the divine majesty upon our spirits this day. But when you'd bring that consideration into the fact that you bring a body of sin and death with you to the Lord's table in your own soul, and that your very thoughts, every one of them defiled by original sin and actual transgression. Oh, what a trembling is upon the heart of the soul that desires to be free from all sin, that desires to mourn for their sins, to declare their sins, to be sorry for their sins. The transgression of his most holy law, the iniquity of your sin, the omission, the failure to love the Lord with all your heart, these things grieve God's people continually. And when you think that the cost of the redemption of your soul, the cost of the forgiveness of sins, was the breaking of his blessed body and the piercing and wounding of his blessed soul, oh, what a great mourning there should be in our souls this day. You who have done nothing from the womb but break his law continually, he must be sore broken and crushed. He was sore broken and crushed in the oil press of Gethsemane by the hand of divine justice. Think of the awfulness of what your sins have purchased for Christ. As Archie Cook said in addressing a table of communicants on one occasion, I was Christ's hell. That's what you must say of yourself today, who desire to remember his death. I was the procuring cause of the hell, of the sufferings of Christ in Gethsemane, in Calvary, in particular. Though he suffered all the days of his flesh in this life, wounded for our transgressions and bruised for our iniquities. It pleased the Lord to bruise him. He hath put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed, he shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. Ah, Christ never murmured that when he was wounded for your transgressions, he did not open his mouth. A lamb led to the slaughter, sheep before his shearers dumb, opening not his mouth, though he had everything to say against you. As godly John Livingston said, it was as though Christ said to the sword of divine justice that he bared his breast and said to the sword, here, strike here. He was wounded for your transgressions, child of grace. And does that not display his infinite love? Does that not display more than anything else God commending his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us? Ah, for us. This is my body broken for you. And faith says of a broken, bruised, wounded, pierced Saviour pouring his soul out unto death, faith lays hold of him and says, oh, let him be bruised for my transgressions. Let him be wounded for my transgressions. Let his chastisement be my peace. Let his stripes be my healing. He was wounded for our transgressions and bruised for our iniquities. That's the substitutionary atoning death of Christ set forth in the symbols of his broken body and his shed blood. That's where it reveals his love to your soul. And may you taste and see in your own experience that he is gracious. That in eating the bread and drinking the cup this day, that you are putting the seal of your soul to his atoning death, that it would be sweet to your taste, and that you could get an assurance of the pardon of your sins renewed in your soul's experience. As far as east is distant from the west, so far hath he removed in his love all our iniquities. And with these words, we will not withhold from you any longer the symbols of his broken body and his shed blood, but we read that in the night in which he was betrayed, the Saviour, after he had given thanks, as we have endeavoured to do, as was done in his name, took bread. When he had given thanks, he laid it and said, "Hey, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me." After the same manner also, he took the cup when he had supped. This cup was the new testament in my blood, this new. As often as you drink it, in remembrance of me. And as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you can show the Lord's death till we come. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Who can measure the depth and the intensity of the sufferings of Christ? The chastisement, the smitings of the rod of his wrath, that the blessed Saviour endured to procure the cup of eternal salvation, and to make you willing to drink that cup, that he might bestow all the blessings of his purchase upon you. And the chastisement of his peace, no peace for your soul, no peace for your wounded, guilty conscience, but comes through the chastisement, through the sufferings, through the agony and the dying love and the obedience unto death of the blessed substitute, the Saviour, the beloved, the glorious, the adorable King and Head of Zion. And you who know Christ, you know that there is no peace, but it flows to you through the blood of the everlasting covenant. Oh, keep near to that blood, friend, to the peace-speaking blood of Christ, that speaketh better things than that of Abel. With his stripes we are healed. Oh, who can measure? The stripes, the dreadful impressions of the wrath of God upon the blessed body, but particularly and most profoundly upon the holy soul of Christ. You will be holding sacramentally the symbols of his broken body and his shed blood. And in heaven today, he is the Lamb in the midst of the throne, a Lamb that has been slain. And God's dear people to all eternity will be praising him who loved them and washed them from their sins in his blood. There's where healing is. Here is the tree of life. The leaves of this tree for the healing of the nation. The healing of the nations, sinners, and to the ends of the earth. The propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but for the sins of the whole world. The whole world of those who will believe in Christ. They're coming continually to the tree, to the apple tree among the trees of the wood. And the fruit of his atoning death is ever sweet to their taste. O wounded, bruised, broken sinner, saying of yourself, I am nothing but wounds and bruises and putrefying sores. Ah, here is the healing, the balm of Gilead. Here is the physician for the wounded soul. Well, you are to continually look to Christ. You are to show forth the evidences in your walk, in your life in this world, in your speech, in your deportment, in your dealings with your fellow men, with the people of God, in your household, in all situations. You are to seek to be showing forth the fruits of his atoning death in a godly walk and conversation. Show the love of Christ in the way that you live. Be a gracious, humble, practical Christian. If you hear something about one of the brethren that is grievous, do what a godly elder in this congregation once said. Put it in your back pocket and leave it there. But if you hear something good about the Lord's dear people, put it in your front pocket and take it out, and that Christ would be glorified. In speaking well of him and speaking well of his people. And you will rise now from his table. We trust indeed with grace and exercise in your soul and with his praise upon your lips, singing in the words of Psalm 103 from verse 4, who doth redeem thy life that thou to death mayst not go down, who thee with loving kindness doth and tender mercies crown.
now conclude with a word of prayer and praise. Let us pray. Gracious and eternal One, before whom, in whose house we are, before whom we appear, be very gracious to thy dear people, showing forth the Lord's death until he come, in the way that is required of them, and that thou, O Lord, wouldst bless them abundantly, with spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, that they would know the blessing of a meeting with him in the ordinance of his own appointment, and that they would be strengthened thereby, seeing the things that are unseen and eternal. Have pity on those poor creatures that are like the beasts of the field, who see nothing but things seen and temporal, and in peril of falling over the precipice of a lost eternity before they know what they are, where they are, nor who they are, nor why they are here. And that thou, O Lord, wouldst bless our seeking people, those who are solemnized by the assembly on a sacramental occasion around thy holy word, and that the awe of thy majesty would be upon our spirits, and that thou, O Most High, wouldst bless our communion season to us and make us thankful to thee for thy kindness in the good order in thy house, in the preaching of the renowned fame of the Lord Jesus, since we met in this Mount of Ordinances. May thy servants be blessed in their own souls and in their own congregations, and that they would leave a blessing, that thou wouldst leave a blessing behind in connection with our labors here, and they be very merciful to us all. Make us thankful for the glorious gospel, for the congregations of our people around thy holy word from Sabbath to Sabbath. Cleanse us from sin and help us, Lord, for Jesus' sake. Amen. We shall read a part of the Word of God in the book of, we shall sing in Psalm 28, singing from verse 6 in Psalm 28. Forever blessed be the Lord, for graciously he heard the voice of my petitions and prayers did regard. The Lord's my strength and shield, my heart upon him did rely, and I am helped, hence my heart doth joy exceedingly. And with my song I will him praise, their strength is God alone. He also is the saving strength of his anointed one. O thine own people do thou save, bless thine inheritance, them also do thou feed, and them forevermore he advance. And we'll sing these verses, verse 6 to the end of Psalm 28. Forever blessed be the Lord.